Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
With all that's going on in the world, it may have escaped your notice that the Web Summit has returned to Lisbon this week. Only one man can fill us in on what's going on out there. Our old friend and tech guru, Andy O'Donoghue, joins us live. How are you, Andy?
Good morning from Lisbon, Bobby. I'm good, thank you.
Now, 70,000 people over 4 days. Tell us more.
Well, you know, Web Summit, it's not in Ireland anymore, and yet it's still kind of, in a way, feels like an Irish event. However, you're right. This year, I think, was the biggest crowd ever at Web Summit. I think 71,500 people, with 2,000 media from all over the world reporting on it. An incredible 3,000 or more startups from 90 countries. People attending the Web Summit, I think, from 120 different countries. We had prime ministers, politicians, sports people, billionaire founders, 1,000 investors, artists, Tim Berners-Lee, the man who invented the World Wide Web, filmmakers, and most importantly, Bobby, dozens and dozens of Irish startups were at the Web Summit.
And Paddy Cosgrave is also back. You didn't mention that.
Paddy was back, and I bumped into him. I saw him around the arena a couple of times, and obviously he had some time away from the Web Summit. And you know, Bobby, honestly, I think it kind of did Paddy good. I think it kind of did the Web Summit good. There is a feel this year, somewhat different to last year. There was a feel of more of a, I say, old-fashioned tech conference, but a very focused tech conference, and yet a conference that appeals very broadly to different people.
What about the influence now of the US presidential election, Andy, and the businesses that are there representing US thoughts, views? Are you picking anything up there that a Trump presidency might change anything?
Well, it was certainly a topic of conversation, and you know, lots of the US companies, big US companies who stepped away from the Web Summit last year were back this year, the likes of Adobe and SAP, IBM. Certainly Elon Musk, funnily enough, kind of loomed over the Web Summit like a big shadow in one sense. There was conversations about Starlink, his satellite service that has been used in Ukraine, right onto his involvement in politics. But Bobby, one of the themes at the Web Summit was unquestionably, there was a lot of talk about artificial intelligence, very significant theme, but there was a lot of talk about impersonation and imitation and discussions on image rights, copyright, but also disinformation. And I did hear more than once the potential of social media and disinformation and AI created content, the potential for them to disrupt elections, of which there are many around the world, including in Ireland, over the next 12 months.
All right. Andy, thanks for the update. Enjoy the rest of the gig, and we'll talk to you when you get back. That's Andy O'Donoghue there, our tech guru, who always works with us on tech matters on Down to Business.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.